imagine Schwarzenegger leaves office at the end of this year, and his legacy will be the horrible Global Warming Final Solutions Act and the largest tax increase in the history of the state.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah. And what's he doing today? He's running around Vancouver, dressed in some stupid white Olympics jacket.
Carrying the torch.
Yeah, with his...
They're calling him the Torchinator.
With his slick-backed orange bozo hair. His claim to fame as an athlete is due entirely to the steroids he pumped in his body. I mean, seriously, without the steroids, he would have been nothing. Never would have heard from him. If he wasn't a bodybuilder, he wouldn't have become an actor. And then he wouldn't have been a governor. So his whole life depended on his decision to pump his body full of steroids.
You want to play that funny audio now?
Yeah, why don't we?
This is, as it turns out, to explain it more clearly, Channel 3 in Sacramento went live to a reporter who works in Vancouver to cover this event of Schwarzenegger and the torch relay. This is apparently the aftermath where it's over and Schwarzenegger is now trying to get through the crowd to leave the event. And this reporter, well, let's just say she gets caught up in the excitement and some of the horror.
She had a case of the vapors. And she just couldn't believe all the people that were gathered around pressing towards Schwarzenegger. Roll it.
I've never seen a mob scene like this before. International media that's here covering the Olympics is here for Arnold Schwarzenegger today. And like what looks like thousands of fans, we could barely get through to see him as you saw in the live shot just a few seconds ago. Even know if we pan off what you can see. Do you see this mob scene, you guys? The premier and the governor are taking pictures by the lighthouse there.
Wow.
They went downstairs to take pictures.
That's
just
exciting.
By the lighthouse. They're about to walk by us at the moment.
No, they're going to walk by
us? Just stay with us, guys. Just stay with us. He's just coming through.
Oh, here he comes.
Make some room.
Look at his orange bozo hair.
They're pushing. This is a real tough scene. They're pushing us out of the way.
Oh!
Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh!
Deep breath. The premier.
Get the premier out.
Oh, you guys! He walked right past me, you guys!
It's a mob scene, you guys!
You guys!
It is unbelievable!
Unbelievable! We looked at the video, and it's just a crowd, and they're making, you know, a path down the crowd.
Yeah. Then you see the orange-haired bozo go by, and that's pretty much it. But this woman really lost it.
Like she'd never seen a crowd before.
Like she's in a war zone. I may not survive. Help me. Very sad.
I remember, have you ever seen, like, the clips of the war correspondents from the Vietnam War? Like, remember Dan Rather and Morley Safer? And they'd be hunched down in Vietnam somewhere during the height of the war. And there's all this gunfire going on behind them. You could see smoke and you could hear the gunfire going off, right? You could see soldiers behind them and activity going on. And they're sitting in a bush talking in a monotone like this. And we're here in Vietnam. It's the height of the war. And as you can see behind me, there's all kinds of mayhem going. You know, but absolutely deadpan. No trace of emotion at all. This woman, there's international media here. Well, it's the Olympics. Yeah. Why is that exciting to reporters? There's like a change in reporting now where the reporters have to describe that there are other reporters here. And if it's international reporters, it's like, do I care that some numbnuts from Korea is standing around with a microphone too, jabbering away? Who cares?
They want to make it look big, really big.
See, I'm here, and not only I'm here, but other reporters are here, and we're all here. And he's here, the man with the orange hair. And now the man with the orange hair is passing me. Look, me, see? He's walking right by me, me.
Well, I thought it was a combination of she's excited, but she's also afraid she's going to get crushed or something there, where she says, oh, my God.
I'm going to die. It isn't the Rodney King riots, okay? It's just a bunch of Olympic geeks.